The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. By combining acupuncture, food, herbs, and practices such as Qigong, you can enhance better health in your life today. Welcome to Holistic Healing with Herbs and Chinese Medicine. Your hosts are Michelle Collins and Andres Vergara. In this hour, you'll learn how carefully researched findings and suggestions can help you to live a better life. Now, here's Michelle and Andres.
Hi, everybody. Good evening and welcome to Holistic Healing with Herbs and Chinese Medicine. I'm Michelle Collins. I'm your co-host for tonight's show. And Andres and I are really excited to have as our guest Leslie Tierra, who's going to talk about her new book, Metamorphosis, if I pronounce that correctly, and how you can transform the underlying emotional, mental, and spiritual roots of dis-ease.
Welcome. Andres Vergara here. I'm your co-host. Last week we talked about Qigong, a practice of Qigong as a way to maintain health, radiant health, and well-being. This week we want to discuss how self-examination can be used along with important tools like herbs and acupuncture, as well as various other psycho-spiritual tools to resolve and address emotional issues.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, with as herbalists and acupuncturists is that we're literally manipulating the flow of qi in your body. And so, you know, with topics like Qigong and talking with Leslie tonight about the tools that she describes in her book is that you get to fully occupy your own inner space and learn how to adjust that flow yourself. So, you know, without actually any further ado, we want to go ahead and introduce Leslie. And so we're so excited to have her here tonight. She is a registered herbalist with the American Herbalist Guild and a licensed acupuncturist. She practices in California, and she's actually a founding member of the American Herbalist Guild. She combines herbs, foods, inner growth in her private practice in her clinic that's based out of Santa Cruz. And, you know, for decades, Leslie's been a real pioneer in promoting the practice of herbal medicine in the United States, both through her teaching and her writing. She collaborated with Michael Chier, her husband, to produce actually the training program that I went through to become an herbalist, which is the East-West herb course. And it's a really, I feel like a really innovative training program for people like myself who want to become clinical herbalists, because they combine Chinese Ayurvedic and Western herbs, really kind of grounding you in the framework and the system of Chinese medicine, but also learning Ayurveda and learning how to combine those herbs together and maximize really the benefits of all those systems. So, you know, I have such a deep respect for Leslie, and that she's devoted so much of her professional life to training a whole new generation of herbalists and giving us the opportunity and training to be able to practice in a clinical setting. So one of the things about Leslie, too, is that we're going to talk about her new book tonight, which is Metamorphosis. But she's also written several other books about herbal medicine. She's written Healing with the Herbs of Life, a kid's herb book, Healing with Chinese Herbs, The Herbs of Life, and then she co-authored a set with Michael Chiera, Chinese Traditional Herbal Medicine, Volumes 1 and 2. And I have to say that all of those books are on my shelf, and I use them regularly as reference books in my practice. So, but also, in addition to practicing herbal medicine and acupuncture and having that background, Leslie's studied ancient spiritual and shamanic methods along with modern psychotherapeutic techniques for over 40 years, and she's bringing the integration of those together in this book. So welcome, Leslie, and thank you so much for being here.
Wow, thank you. What an introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to be with us tonight. So, Leslie, just to kind of get started, we're just going to want to dive right in and get started so we can make use of all the time that we have tonight. But just could you just tell us a little bit, the listening audience, about the premise behind the book and describe it for the listeners?
Sure. So I spent all these years in clinic as an acupuncturist, herbalist, working with people for quite a long time, and I'd noticed that their health issues would quite often stem from deeper sources of emotional, spiritual, mental issues. And so it was important to really address those in order to help them shift. So that was one of the root sources for the book. Also, my own personal journey very much led me on this path. I've been searching for, I won't say how many years, well, most of my life here, and learning through my own experiences. So that really, my life experience has really prepared me for this work. And finally, it all gelled in the last decade so that I understood what I was doing. And that's what prompted me to go ahead and write this book. I first was teaching classes for several years, and then I had one student who just really urged me to put it down, and so I began to do that.
Well, so yeah, that's one of the parts about the book that I found to be really inspiring, was the way that you wove your own story through the different pieces of the process that you describe in that book. And your story was really powerful. I mean, just about the issues that you had with insomnia over the years and how that kind of came to a head for you. It was very powerful. Could you just talk about that a little bit and just your own process?
Yeah, that was interesting. You should say that, because to me that was the hardest part of the book to write. Not in terms of the writing aspect, it just flowed out, but in terms of including it. Because I'm such an introvert, I'm such a private person, even though I'm out there teaching. But I realized that that my story and my experience with insomnia for so many years and other personal issues that I had worked on for a long time was really that, you know, the way I was holding it in was the little me. You know, it's my story and so forth. But I realized that it was so important to give a good example for how to use this process, how to use what I was talking about. And so that's the first reason I included it in the book, was that it's a guide to show how somebody like me has gone through these experiences and how I use this process over and over again to truly help transform my own life and shift my own life. And so then I realized it was really bigger than me. I mean, since the age of 9, I felt 9 or 13, that ballpark, I knew that my life person was to help, my life purpose was to help people, but I had no idea how or what it would look like until I realized that's what I was doing. Sometimes that's how we discover our life purpose. You know, we realize, oh, that's what I'm doing, and that's what I love to do. And so I realized that my story absolutely had to go in the book because of these reasons.
I can really appreciate that, just that not wanting to share, or not necessarily not wanting to, but just the introverted part that kind of keeps it in. And also just it's like what you learn as a practitioner, that of terms of your boundaries and how to manage that process. But I will tell you, as a reader, that was the most inspirational. I thought one of the most inspirational parts of the book.
Thank you. That really validates that for me. And you know, it's so, when I was writing it and I included it in the book, it really had a transformative aspect on me at that point as well. And I feel it's really important for people to tell their stories. You don't have to put it out there in a big book if you don't want to, but it's important that we write them down, that we tell them to at least one other person. It really makes a tremendous shift in each of us when we do that. And it's something you don't quite realize until you actually do it.
Well, for our listeners, can you explain a little bit about what your journey was through the health problems you were experiencing and how you managed to transform those?
Oh, boy, that's a big question. Well, I was dealing with insomnia for many, many years, a couple decades, and also dealing with early on, my 20s, my 30s, dealing with feelings of unworthiness, and also that loneliness and not finding my place in life. Where do I belong? What's my work? What do I have to offer the world? And really searching for answers and clarity for quite a long time. And then to process all of that and work with all that, I did a lot of dream work. I tend to remember my dreams, and I would process them in particular ways. I did a couple of vision quests. I did some informal vision quests, and then I did a formal vision quest. And I also did various rituals and ceremonies, a lot by myself, but some with other people. And it's that process of ritual and ceremony that makes a big difference, that really helps us to shift our patterns and our stories.
You know, one thing I was also really impressed by with your book is the how you have little assignments in each chapter, you know, examine these questions. Can you talk a little bit more about self-inquiry and how that plays a role in achieving healing and evolution?
Oh, self-inquiry is very powerful. It's a fabulous way to help us tune inside to what the answers we're really carrying deeply within. We actually have all the answers inside of us. It's just a matter of how do we access our subconscious to get those answers. And self-inquiry is one of the ways to do it. It helps us become still, which helps open the doors to the subconscious. It helps us elicit past memories, whether they come forth as images or childhood pictures or memories, something that somebody said. We can do it by tuning into our bodies and how we're feeling in our bodies. We can tune into our hearts. Many, many ways to do it, but it's that method of self-inquiry and some of the questions I put in, as you say, that are really designed to help evoke a deeper response and help you start accessing that subconscious level where most of us is stored. You know, most all of our memories and issues and our stories are stored on that subconscious level.
Well, that was one of the things. The other thing I thought was really powerful about your book, Leslie, was that there's such a nonverbal aspect to. Well, I guess the unconscious is nonverbal, but that speaks in metaphors and symbols. And you give so many, I feel like, concrete things that people can just tangibly understand, and you explain them so clearly of how to get to those deeper meanings.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, I put out a lot of steps. I break it down into a lot of steps. It's really maybe five basic steps to take, but I really break it down further than that because when I want to learn how to do something, I want to have all those steps. I want to have examples. I want to understand what somebody's talking about. So I wrote it out how I need it. and I get pretty detailed there. But yeah, that level of metaphor and myth and archetype and image, that's such an important level to work on. And that's the source work, really, of the book. And I explain why and how to access it and so forth. So we can really dive into that if you want.
Yeah, we can actually. And we're actually just getting ready to go to a commercial break. But I definitely would like to explore that more when we get back, because I feel like that's the piece that can get kind of unwieldy when you're doing some of this inner growth work and, mm-hmm. and working on your inner life, is that how to deal with those things and not get lost in the symbolism or the metaphor and then be able to get back out and make sense of it. Mm-hmm. So we are actually getting ready to go to a commercial break. And for those of you in the listening audience, you can go to our blog at spiritrisingherbs.com, and we have more information about tonight's show and this and the book. And so thank you for joining us, and please stay with us till after the commercial break. Thanks.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
In order to deliver the best Chinese medicine has to offer, Michelle and Andres are providing herbal consultations tailored to your unique health needs, starting at $50. Michelle and Andres will write a customized formula for you and provide food, diet, and other lifestyle suggestions using the time-tested wisdom of Chinese medicine. They offer phone or Skype sessions of either 30 minutes, an hour, or an hour and a half, depending on your needs. Visit their website at www.spiritrisingherbs.com for more information about how to schedule an appointment. Or call Michelle at 336-624-6727, 336-624-6727, or Andres at 336-508-1121, 336-508-1121. Get started on improving your health today.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Holistic Healing with Herbs and Chinese Medicine. To reach Michelle or Andres on today's show, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to spiritrisingherbs@gmail.com. Now, back to Holistic Healing with Herbs and Chinese Medicine.
Welcome back. Yes, before the commercial break, we're starting to get into the various steps of transforming pain to power. And we have Leslie Tierra here. Can you explain some of these steps?
Explain some of the steps, yes.
Yes.
So I'd like to give a little background first. There's a saying that Einstein made, an observation that's very powerful. He said that problems can't be solved on the same level of awareness that created them.
I love that.
I'm sorry?
I love that quote.
I know. And it's so true. So in other words, if we're really enmeshed in a particular emotion, let's say we're angry or we have grief or fear, we're really stuck in that emotion. It's very hard to process out of that. And so if we keep working with our emotions, we're staying on that same level, and it's very hard to shift. Same thing with thoughts, with mental beliefs. If we just keep trying to think our way through something, we get stuck in a mental loop. So in order to change, we need to shift to another level. And that other level is this level of the universal story. And the universal story is the level of myths, archetypes, metaphors, and images. These are the grand universal themes that are common to all of us. And they encompass universal principles that apply to everybody. We all can relate to them. It's kind of like that saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. So you can look at a picture and get so much from it, a lot more than you could from reading a paragraph or two. So it's the same idea. Our stories are generally keep us stuck on an emotional level or a mental level or even on a physical level if it's a health issue. And so if we try to work it out just on that level, we often get stuck on that level and can't actually shift out of it. So what we want to do then is take it to this grander universal story and then work with that universal story through ritual or ceremony. So we could find a metaphor that works for, let's say it's a physical issue of shoulder pain. So are you carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Are you like Atlas? And so that could be your metaphor for your chronic recurring shoulder pain. Or let's say you always feel like you're constantly on a quest, achieving task after task, but you never really stop. You're only ever seeking something instead. So Parsifal might be your myth. Or I had one come up for me the other day. I was working on my issue, current issue of constantly doing, going, doing, and really wanting to stop and slow, or not stop, but slow down. And I realized that my universal story was the little engine that could. that I was constantly, you know, pulling that big, long train up the hill, and I can do it, I'll go there, and so forth. And I realized that at that point, that you want to take your universal story, whatever it is, and in my case, it was the little engine that could, and you want to process it through ceremony or ritual so you can then learn from it. You can gain its teachings. So, you know, our stories are there for a reason. It has something to show us, to tell us, to teach us, to share with us, and something to gift us as a result. So when I processed my little engine that could, I realized it wanted to be in the roundhouse more often. It wanted to relax, and sometimes it wanted to be taken out under the stars or in nature and just sit in the sun. And so I just started doing that. I paid attention to the engine, not to all the little story things that would go on in my head, like, oh, you're not being productive, or you're not getting this done by this deadline, or I don't feel like it. Or, you know, that happens on that emotional, mental level. And instead, I just followed what the engine, the little engine, wanted me to do. And it made a big difference, a huge difference, and helped me start turning that pattern around. So that's, I kind of gave you the basic steps in this description. What you want to do is discover what your stories are and find the pattern behind those stories. So stories that repeat over and over again, things that happen to you over and over, are patterns that occur in our lives. So we want to discover what those patterns are and then find out what is its universal story. What archetype are you acting out? What's your archetype or the myth that you're acting out in your life, or a fairy tale, folk tale, a myth, a metaphor? And then take that to ceremony and ritual.
One of the things that I really love that you talked about was using, there's a section in the book called If You Feel Triggered, and you walk through the steps of when you get triggered by that, you know, by that story or what happens. And one of the things you talk about is literally elevating yourself above it to be able to get the wider picture. And you give so many interesting tools, Leslie. And one of the things you talk about is using sound to kind of get you in this, literally change your brain waves to get you in the place that's out of the problem, out of the problem place, so that you have a bigger picture.
Yes.
And it's literally changing your vibration. I was wondering if you could talk about that as a part of the process.
Yeah, great examples and question. That's really a key piece in doing this whole process, because we want to change our vibration, as you said. We want to change our state of consciousness in order to be able to access the subconscious material that's there, and in order to access that universal story or the superconscious material, if you will, the level of spirit and soul. So it's done by shifting our levels of consciousness, and that's not only are we shifting out of the emotional, mental, physical level, we're actually changing the brain waves. And, you know, about 95% of us is run on a subconscious level. We're not even aware of it. It happens by rote habit. And it's not just breathing and heart rate and circulation and things that are physically obvious, but it's also our stories. So we might say to somebody, oh, this person always, or this person never pays attention to what I'm saying. This person never listens to me. Or I'm always abandoned. Or I always drop things. Or, I mean, it could be little things, quote unquote. It could be big things. But these are the stories that repeat. When we start saying always, you know there's a pattern behind it, because it's something we experience over and over. So what we want to do is shift our brainwave. We want to go to that different vibrational state. And we do that by going into alpha consciousness. And alpha brain state is a place of relaxation. It's a place of play. It's where children are a lot of the time. It's a place of creativity. And so how there are many methods we can actually bring ourselves into that alpha state. Breathing, certain breathing exercises can bring us into it. Shifting our perspective, like you were talking about, taking the elevator up. One of my teachers would always say that she would take the elevator up and look at everything from that other perspective. Going out into nature, rhythmic music, and or drumming at 8 to 12 beats per second, which is what is typically used for trance-inducing or shamanic journeying. Mindless chores. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves when we're doing mindless chores, we just all of a sudden have memories pop up or things that we wanted to remember to do will pop up, or realizations and ahas occur. This is the state, the brain state at which all of those things happen. And that's when we're actually opening the door to the subconscious to access that hidden material.
My favorite thing to do is row, is to get a boat and go rowing.
Sounds
to put
perfect.
Into that state.
Yeah, sounds perfect. It's that repetitive movement where you can like kind of let everything else go. That's what women would do when they were spinning. It was that repetitive movement, and they'd find themselves going into trance.
Yes, and so, okay, so you were giving that example of listening to your body and knowing, feeling, okay, you didn't want to be the engine, you know, and so you're kind of talking about, you're living this reality, as I might put it, that our body is often wiser than our thoughts or our mind and has a deeper truth to illustrate if we're willing to listen, and now you're giving us all these various tools, which is excellent, because not everybody is able to immediately tune in and say, okay, my body wants to be in the sunshine, you know. Because, like you're saying, many of us are running on this automatic, on remote. And so one of the things that I liked, the exercises you provided, was you asked questions like, do you want to, you know, examining interactions with others, do you want to continue reacting this way? Do you want to keep feeling this way over and over again? Are you ready to change? Do you desire to change? Or do you want to change? So it's sort of like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you're trying to get the subconscious on board this transformation so that the transformation can take place.
Absolutely. You're so right. You know, quite often what we're really wanting something, but we actually don't want it enough. We're just wanting to want it.
Right.
I certainly know that place.
Yes.
And sometimes just even recognizing that is enough to make the shift. So I find that tools are really important. And, you know, we're all so different. What works for one person doesn't work for another. So I try to introduce a lot of different possibilities and options that somebody can find what will work for them.
Yeah, no, I that's one of the things that I love is that you give so many things. And I feel like one thing that happens sometimes is that there are kind of – different spiritual traditions have different things attached to some of those, but you give them very cleanly and clearly, if that makes sense, Leslie. So there are a lot of different options that you can use without necessarily having to practice a spiritual tradition to do it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And thanks for bringing that up. I thought that was very important because it's not about religion and it's not about specific spiritual traditions. It's really about accessing your own authentic self and working with who you really are at your deepest source level. And so the tools are geared to helping you access that and find your own truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I, you know, talking about the tools, so Andres, I wanted to just respond a little bit more to that. You know, as Michelle was saying, I give my story in the book, and I spread it over all four sections purposely to have each part of the story relates to the material in that section. So it's a demonstration of how I use the material in that section. And then I do the same thing with the tools. I have four sections of tools. And so there's tools to help you work with the process in general.
Yes.
if you're feeling stuck or if you're feeling overwhelmed as you're processing. But then I also give tools for determining your stories, your accessing your subconscious, finding your patterns, how to live your new life story, how to find your life's purpose, things like that. So that was very important to me, to include a lot of tools.
Great. And we want to get more into those particulars after a break. It's time for a commercial. We invite you all to visit www.spiritrisingherbs.com for more information for our blog posts. And we'll be right back with you after the break.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
In order to deliver the best Chinese medicine has to offer, Michelle and Andres are providing herbal consultations tailored to your unique health needs, starting at $50. Michelle and Andres will write a customized formula for you and provide food, diet, and other lifestyle suggestions using the time-tested wisdom of Chinese medicine. They offer phone or Skype sessions of either 30 minutes, an hour, or an hour and a half, depending on your needs. Visit their website at www.spiritrisingherbs.com for more information about how to schedule an appointment. Or call Michelle at 336-624-6727, 336-624-6727, or Andres at 336-508-1121, 336-508-1121. Get started on improving your health today.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Holistic Healing with Herbs and Chinese Medicine. To reach Michelle or Andres on today's show, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to spiritrisingherbs@gmail.com. Now, back to Holistic Healing with Herbs and Chinese Medicine.
Welcome back. We're talking here with Leslie Tierra about her book, Metamorphosis, and we're talking about the various patterns, stories, and which will then lead to a new purpose, as you were just describing before the break. Can you continue elaborating for that, please?
Well, yeah, and we were kind of talking about it during the break too. All these different tools that I include in the book, a lot of them are tools that many people have already done. Many of the listeners, readers, have already done and know about, but. I had two throughout my life, of course, but I had never found them all in one place. And in this book, in Metamorphosis, I do put them all in one place together. And, of course, there's always more tools and things to learn, but it's a complete toolbox, in a sense, as I call it. So you have the tools you need all in one place to do this work.
Well, you know, Leslie, it's funny. It's one of the things, like, in your book, Healing with the Herbs of Life, which is a book I really love because it's really comprehensive for those of you who might not have read it in the listening audiences. You're talking about Chinese medicine and herbs, but there's a section where you talk about different ways to get at the underlying parts of illness and what effect that's having on you. And I was really fascinated by, I can kind of see the journey through the books that you've written, and that this one just was very alchemical in my thought, because it was like you integrated all of those pieces and just brought it together in a really beautiful way. And I was just curious, like, what was the shift? I mean, I know we've been talking around it, but just like, what was the shift for you with this book?
Well, interesting that you say that, because I actually, when I first got my acupuncture license, to me it was almost a shingle to put up to help people transform their lives. And acupuncture was just, and herbs were just two of the tools I was using. I would always be working with people on that emotional, spiritual level as well. And as both of you know, the emotions are very integral to Chinese medicine. I mean, it's not at all foreign to TCM to be working with the emotions with health and healing. And the roots of Chinese medicine are really shamanic, as they are of many of the traditional medicines around the world. So I already in my 20s, as is in my story, was already doing my own searching and finding some of my own tools at that point, and using them with clients. I even helped women Vision Quest, co-led women Vision Quest questing for 5.5 years as well. And a lot of the classes I taught were around health and healing in general, not just herbs and acupuncture and nutrition, but also just looking at the whole person. We're really integrated, and what affects one area of us affects another area. So as I was doing all that, moving through my life, as you saw, I was including some of that in my books, but it was really finally when I hit my own menopause that I hit my own meltdown, if you will, and I felt really like a caterpillar might feel like in a chrysalis, because this caterpillar in a chrysalis melts down, if you will. It has these imaginal cells that transform this caterpillar by feeding off its old body in order to make the butterfly. So that's one reason for the title of the book, because here you are. Many of us have this experience where we go through the dark night of the soul, or we go through our own meltdown. We feel like goo. Nothing's working. Nothing's moving forward. What used to work isn't anymore. We don't know where we're going. We know we're transforming. We're shifting. We're changing. But we don't know what it looks like yet. So we're kind of held in this suspension as we're living off of, feeding off of the old stuff that used to work, that's no longer working, and that's transforming us into this new butterfly person. And that was what my experience was during menopause, and that's when I found the final kind of key and understanding for what I had been doing all along, and kind of put it all together for me.
You know, Leslie, another question I wanted to ask you is, you talk quite a bit about some of the research and quantum mechanics and physics, and how it's relevant to the transformation of one's emotions. And in particular, you talk a little bit about Candace Pert's research. Can you talk a little bit about this and the role it plays in addressing emotional turmoil?
Sure. Emotion really is the guide, a lot of the guide to what we create and experience, because, you know, as we think, we feel, we emote, and that this creates a certain resonance in us that attunes with other resonances in people and events. So that's what we experience. What we see and experience, we're attuned to. So there's really no difference between what we imagine or think is happening and what really is happening, because the same area of the brain lights up. I mean, when I learned this, it just amazed me. And also that the brain doesn't know the difference between what it sees and remembers, because the same neural networks fire. This kind of science and then the quantum physics is what fascinates me, because it really teaches us how what's going on a cellular level is really what's happening in our bodies as well as in the environment and the world at large. So Candace Pert studied and realized and found that our chemicals of emotion, she calls them, it's these neuropeptides that are informational molecules in our body that that respond to emotion. So when we have an emotion, there's a chemical secreted to it. And then that goes and sits in the doxon of the receptor sites of cells and then determines what part of the DNA is read. And we have always thought that it comes out of the brain, but she found that these are actually produced everywhere in the body. And especially the heart, there's a lot of that being produced in the heart, but that it's produced everywhere in the body. So in a sense, all of our emotions, memories, thoughts, and so forth that are being stored in long-term memory are everywhere in the body. They're not, you know, we tend to think of memory as being associated with the brain and thought, the process of thought as being associated with the brain, but it's actually everywhere in the body. And so that's one reason why body wisdom, what I call body wisdom, it's using the wisdom of your body to access your subconscious, is so effective and powerful because these memories are stored everywhere.
Well, and the other idea that you talked about in the book, which I think is really powerful, is that if you shift that internal state, the external world shifts too.
Oh, my gosh. That is so true. And I tell people this all the time. I've seen it so much in my own life and with other people I've worked with that I just right now tell people, trust that process. And because so much, and this is what our stories are about, we expect somebody else to change. We think, if only they would do this differently. If only they wouldn't treat me this way. If only they would use these words. And we think if they would change, then our lives would be perfect, that things would go great. But that's, they're actually reflecting something that's going on inside of us. And when we stop focusing on the other person and instead find what is that pattern going on inside of me and shift that inside of myself, then I change and everything else around me changes. It's that good old resonance and coherence that operates in the world. And so as I change, I'm changing my resonance, what I resonate as and what I resonate with. And so I attract different things. I resonate with different things out in the world because of that shift I've made. And I find people change their behavior around me without me ever having to say anything to them, simply because I have changed myself. And it's very, very powerful. So when you work on yourself in this way, you're actually helping to change the world. And actually helping other people to change, if you will. You know, they're not held in certain boxes of behavior because you don't need them to behave that way for you anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's funny because you know, Michelle and I, and we just did the show last week on Qigong, and you know, we practice quite a bit of Qigong, and we wanted to ask you as well a little bit about this because these are practices that similarly use meditative imagery to transform your inner being so as to be able to relate, you know, like we're talking about, yeah, like you said so eloquently, as you transform, as you hold a different type of internal resonance, that the world around you immediately changes. So what do you think about practices like yoga and Qigong or movement exercises for what you're talking about?
Oh, I think it's fabulous. First of all, the kind of slow-moving Qigong and Tai Chi is fabulous because it gets you into that meditative, quiet, inward focused state. So in other words, that alpha level of consciousness. And yoga, the slower yoga does as well, especially the corpse pose is one of the best poses for accessing that alpha level of consciousness. And in general, movement is fantastic for the body as well. Both of you know, moving gets your energy moving, and so many of us feel stuck in our lives or stuck emotionally, mentally, physically, and movement is one of the key things that actually physical movement gets everything else moving in the body and in our lives as well. So I think it's really important to include movement in one's daily life. And the key to that for me is to move in a way that you really like. So you're not barking up against that tree of, you know, I don't want to do this, I don't like this, you know, I hate exercise or whatever it is. You know, find something you love.
That's great advice because you're only going to do what you actually want to do. And so on that note, it's time for us to take a break. Please visit our blog page, www.spiritrisingherbs.com, and we'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
In order to deliver the best Chinese medicine has to offer, Michelle and Andres are providing herbal consultations tailored to your unique health needs, starting at $50. Michelle and Andres will write a customized formula for you and provide food, diet, and other lifestyle suggestions using the time-tested wisdom of Chinese medicine. They offer phone or Skype sessions of either 30 minutes, an hour, or an hour and a half, depending on your needs. Visit their website at www.spiritrisingherbs.com for more information about how to schedule an appointment. Or call Michelle at 336-624-6727, 336-624-6727, or Andres at 336-508-1121. 336-508-1121. Get started on improving your health today.
Have you figured out what's not working in your life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to live a better life through health, relationships, and more. Her guests also come from the health and wellness industry, and together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get your life on the right path. Let's Figure It Out airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Holistic Healing with Herbs and Chinese Medicine. To reach Michelle or Andres on today's show, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to spiritrisingherbs@gmail.com. Now, back to Holistic Healing with Herbs and Chinese Medicine.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here talking with Leslie Tierra about her new book, Metamorphosis. And we wanted to just, we have a few minutes left, but want to talk a bit because Leslie's an herbalist and an acupuncturist, and I know that you use all of these tools with your clients. And I'm curious just your opinion about the role that acupuncture and herbs play for you when you're working at one-on-one, and then the role that these this kind of inner growth, inner work plays, and how you integrate them.
Mm-hmm. So when people first come to see me, I always address the physical level first. I think that's really important because the physical level reflects what's going on emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and also there's generally physical issues somebody's dealing with. So there's some physical level remedies that can be very powerful and that can clear up a lot of the issue, and then also clear any kind of static in the signal from other levels, if you will. So I always work with the diet and exercise and lifestyle habits, and I almost always give herbs. Sometimes somebody only needs diet, though. Sometimes that's it, and just changing their diet clears up their physical issues. And if that's it, great. And if not, then I'll start working more with herbs. But I always do that first and then see how much of their issue has shifted, how much of their physical symptoms are gone. And if after a session two, maybe even three, things are not moving as they should, as I would expect them to with diet and herb changes, then I start working on the other levels. One of the things I love about TCM is it teaches about the major seven emotions and how they not only reflect an organ imbalance in the body, but if they're imbalanced, if we're expressing too much of an emotion, particular emotion, we can actually cause health imbalances in the body. So I'll dive into, I'll try to sort of segue, if you will, into any emotional, mental, spiritual issues by working with the seven emotions and TCM and explain them to people and talk about them. And then I might have people just go into their own bodies and feel for what they think is going on. I'll give them an exercise. I'll lead them through an exercise or an experience where they can tap into their own subconscious awareness of what story is involved or what pattern is involved or what metaphor is working for them. And then I'll give them the tools and techniques to go from there. So that's generally how I approach things with people. I find this work really dovetails beautifully with acupuncture and herbs. It really works well together.
So when you're using the acupuncture points and the herbal herbs and formulas for emotional for healing the emotions, are you thinking and always in terms of TCM, or are you also aware that the five element tradition, or how do you approach that in a technical way?
I do know the broad strokes of the five element tradition, and of course I know about the five spirits with the organs, and I don't do five-element acupuncture. I would love to know more about it. I have a very good friend who's an acupuncturist who does do that work, and every now and then she'll tell me about, oh, a patient said this, and that's exactly the name of a point, and she'll do that point. And I would love to have that background, as I'm sure you have, Andres. But I don't. I have more of the TCM background. So I do know certain point combinations for more the emotional level, or our work with the shoe or the outer shoe points, or things of that sort to work on the emotional level, or the TCM approach to working, or maybe it's my TCM approach to working with the emotions with points.
Yes, and you know, Michelle and I are obviously a big fan of herbs, and there's just such a plethora of herbs that are soothing and calming for the spirit, and you know, can reduce that kind of anxious thinking. And I feel like, you know, it's almost like a match made in heaven. You know what you're describing is like this combination of inquiry and working from various different perspectives, not just with all the different tools you have, but also with the tools in terms of meditative or inquiry tools, but also with the all the various herbs and acupuncture possibilities that exist for these kind of difficulties.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, you know, as you're talking, I'm immediately thinking about and seeing albizia, mimosa tree flower.
Yeah.
You know, oh gosh. I'm sorry.
No, I'm laughing too because that's the picture on our blog post for today and talking about this topic. Leslie, it's a picture of a mimosa flower.
Oh, how perfect. I didn't know that. So for everybody out there who may not know about what the mimosa flower, it's called the tree of happiness. And, you know, I don't know about you, but when I look at that flower, it does make me feel happy. It is so beautiful, and the tree is so beautiful. But the flowers themselves, they really help calm. They help they calm the spirit. They help regulate the energy. So they smooth emotions, and they can help us sleep if we need that. If we're you know, feeling in that really stuck place, and really truly, they help with depression, mood swings. They do so many things that alone is a fabulous herb to give to people when they're having emotional issues, or when they don't even know they're having emotional issues, when they're just feeling stuck, when things aren't working, when they're just kind of feeling unhappy or wound up or not able to relax. And so that's a fabulous herb to give. And then as people start relaxing more and feeling a little bit more happiness from this beautiful herb, then they can focus more internally on what is really going on and needs shifting in their lives.
One of the things I love about mimosa is that when you watch it grow, like it literally, the leaves will unfurl in the morning when the sun comes out, and then at night they like furl back up, which I think is just such a, speaking of metaphors, is such a beautiful metaphor for like expanding your inner spaces.
I love that. It's so true. And it's like, expanding the inner spaces, able to dive within, and then, time to just kind of close back up and be, mm-hmm. be in the outer world again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Well, Leslie, our time is coming to close to a close. One thing I'd like to, if you could summarize, there may not be enough time to do this in depth, but could you tell us a little bit of some of the stories of the people that visit you in your practice, the transformations that you see?
Oh, gosh. Can I think of a quick story? I'm not thinking of a quick story right now.
Okay. It's okay. It can be long. We can just, we'll cut it short in the middle.
Yeah, no, I'm just kind of, immersed in the whole process and everything. I'm not thinking of stories.
It's like moving out of the, we're moving out of the big picture down to the,
We're moving you back into the beta states.
Yeah. But, well, actually, I think we're getting ready to come on to the end of the show, but we just want to, Leslie, thank you so much for being on. This has been a really wonderful discussion, and we really appreciate you being our guest tonight.
Thank you so much, both of you, for having me. It's been wonderful talking with you and sharing like minds of this work. I really appreciate it.
Leslie, real pleasure and honor to meet you, and really appreciate your time and also the way the mastery, the level of mastery that you're articulating in being able to put together all these various pieces for sake of healing, sake of your clients, and sake of the population at large. So we thank you for that.
Thank you. And if I could, I want to tell people about my website. It's metaphorphosis.com. So it's metaphor-phosis, like the book title.com. And I'm doing a blog every week. So, and I would love for people to start putting their stories on the front page and how they transformed them.
On our Facebook page, I think spiritrisingherbs.com, I've got the links to all of that, and we'll have the links up on our blog site too, so people can access that information.
Oh, great. I mean, it just makes me think about a woman right now who had asthma, and when she realized fear was behind her asthma and addressed that, she started breathing better. So there's a quick story for you.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, on that note, we're going to have to say goodbye, and we look forward to having you all tune in next week when we talk about protecting plants and their native habitats for future generations. Okay, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you again for joining us for Holistic Healing with Herbs and Chinese Medicine. Your hosts, Michelle Collins and Andres Vergara, will be back next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Here's to better health for you.